If you go back and look at the record, I said, let's put this on the ballot. I personally opposed it, but I thought the people deserve a chance to say how they feel and what they want on this. And so I think the people have spoken. We'll see if that's how the regular vote turns out.
What sort of feedback did you receive individually once the council approved the measure for the ballot?
I got several of my constituents and friends and other individuals were not happy that I agreed to put it on the ballot. Even though I tried to explain to them, I don't support this, but I think the people need the opportunity to speak, and I think they're speaking loud and clear.
So individually, as one member of council, should this turn out to be a no decision in the end, streets still need to be maintained. What would you like to see the mechanism be for funding that?
Well, and we knew that if we don't, you know, put this into effect, we may have to raise property taxes, or we can take a harder look at the general fund and cut from other areas. You know, this is a time for us to get creative and to look at things we possibly haven't looked at. And so we're going to be stuck with a problem, but this is clearly something that people did not want.
Considering how exhaustive the council worked during budget deliberations, I'm presuming you may even have a pretty good idea what may take priority and where streets might lie in that mix. You have any ideas at this point?
I assume the next time that budget comes up, street maintenance will be higher on the mark than it has been. There are certain areas of the general fund that I would not be surprised if get cut, just because, you know, these are times to really for us to discern and draw a line in the sand. This is a want versus a need, and I don't think we've done that the best that we could, and so we'll see what we're made of.
Ready to share any of those areas where you see streets taking a higher priority over something else?
I'll let you hear that one the next budget cycle.
And what about having the special question in the November election and having the special city council election? What do you think about having these types of votes take place in November versus the spring?
I'm really glad you asked that, because I've been a proponent of changing it. You know, I believe it'd take a charter amendment, but I think we should have it in November. You know, I think we'd have higher voter turnout, and it'd be better. It'd be easier for everyone. And I don't understand exactly why we have it in May, but I do think it'd be better if we did move it to November, at least sit down and have a discussion about why is it better to have it in May versus November. So I welcome the discussion.